Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday. Yes, indeed, we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Half hour from now, Dr. Dave Brad is going to be with us. We'll talk about the interest rate cut and what it really means. I know there are people dancing in the streets and, oh, my God, this is great. We're going to be able to do this. Just bear in mind. Bear in mind that interest rate cuts of that larger percentage have oftentimes been because of economic problems. And now the Fed, and again, we'll chat with Dave Brad about this, but just my assessment of this, now the Fed has kind of set themselves up to do another very large interest rate cut before the election. Another half a percent, 50 basis points. Well, we'll talk with Dave about that again just about a half hour from now. Congressman Rob Whitman is going to be here in about an hour or so. It's interesting. I'm listening to Charles Pyle reporting for us, doing great news. And again, just welcome back to Charles to the team. It's really, really nice to have him here and have a journalist, a reporter, you know, right down the middle sort of a guy. It's very, very nice. But I heard him talking a little bit about the shooting in the city. Richmond police officer shot while making a car stop. Car stops are inherently dangerous. Car stops and disturbance houses are just two of the most dangerous situations any law enforcement officer is going to find himself in. I'm thrilled to hear that the officer involved is going to be okay. I was baffled by LeVar Stoney weighing in on this. Because if we're going to just be brutally honest about it, LeVar Stoney doesn't give a crap about anybody who's with the Richmond Police Department. He has shown that through the last 8 years. In fact, I would dare say that LeVar Stoney, to his very core, seems to detest law enforcement. And LeVar Stoney is part of this school of thought that says, well, we could just have, what do we call them now, disturbance or violence disturbers or problem assessors or I don't know, whatever it is. And one of the areas where they want to deploy these people with no law enforcement training, no law enforcement equipment, is dealing with automotive issues. How do you think it would have ended, that particular situation, if you had one of these disturbance people going there, a civilian? Well, I guess they wouldn't have. Yeah, you know, you're right. Maybe they just wouldn't. They wouldn't be involved in the car stop. But maybe what happens in LeVar's world is that the officer stops the car, and while the officer is busy writing out a full report on the race of the driver who stopped, then that passenger, the violence interrupter, would walk up to the car unarmed, untrained, unequipped, and, you know, deal with it. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? That's a good point. Yeah, all right. Well, yeah, maybe LeVar's got an idea after all. Virginia's in play. I don't know if you're aware of this. There's a brand new study out, University of Mary Washington, not exactly a hotbed of conservatism. They have a brand new study out, a survey, a poll, but however we want to describe it. Kamala Harris has 47% and Donald Trump has 46%. Wow. Wow. And this poll was just conducted like, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago? Interesting. 4 percentage points on the poll were divided up amongst independent candidates. And then some people said, well, I just don't know. Well, in a question that asked likely voters only about the major party nominees, the results also remained well within the margin of error. 48% for Kamala Harris, 46% for Donald Trump. Now, you do remember 4 years ago, Joe Biden won our beloved Commonwealth by 10 points. Wow. So the idea that our not-ready-for-primetime vice president is leading former President Trump by 2 points, well within the margin of error, says to me, Virginia's in play, kids. Maybe that explains why we are seeing television commercials for Kamala Harris. Oh, I've seen television commercials for Kamala Harris. I'm hearing all sorts of stuff for Kamala Harris. They're advertising in any number of podcasts. I don't know if they're doing actual radio or not, but you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and it's interesting to hear ads for her pop up, and it's done on a geographic basis, right? I mean, if you're looking at the podcast that I'm listening to, I don't know that you would look at them and say, well, this is somebody who's probably either an undecided voter or a voter who leans left. So it's geography that comes into play. So the algorithm says, well, this guy who's listening is in Virginia, and we've decided Virginia's in play, and so we've sold all these advertisements to the Kamala Harris campaign, and when somebody comes up in Virginia, they get to hear all about her. You know what I'm not hearing? I'm not hearing Donald Trump ads, and I'm very disappointed by that. Very disappointed by that. Virginia's in play. Now, we've got folks down ballot who are attracting some attention. Some of it's good, right? John McGuire, going to be my congressman pretty soon. I'm pretty excited about that. Hung Cao, well, I think Hung Cao is a good guy. I haven't seen him out at as many events or with as much advertising as I would like to, but, you know, is what it is. You got Jen Kiggins up the road. Hopefully she is reelected. You got a lot of good people. And I am here to tell you, because I talk to people on the national basis, that there are a lot of people looking at Virginia and saying, huh, so how's that going to go, Jeff? What do you think? I'm just saying it's in play. I can't tell you who's going to win or who's not going to win. I don't do predictions because, as you know, if I did predictions, I already would have won Mega Millions and Powerball. And, well, frankly, you and I would not actually be chatting right now because I would be sitting somewhere else. I'm thinking Florida. My two options here are Tampa and Tel Aviv. And, I'm not sure that Tel Aviv is the place to be these days. So, Tampa. Tampa it is. All right. I like the west coast of Florida.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Much more than the East Coast, but that's just me. All right, it is Friday. Now, there are a couple of things that happen on Fridays, and I do want to remind you about all of that, right? What happens on Fridays? Well, hopefully you join me in wearing red. R-E-D, Remember Everyone Deployed, started by a couple of Marine moms a few years ago, and all they asked was for people like you and people like me to wear something red on Friday to call attention to the fact that we've got great men and women deployed all over the world, far from home, serving on our behalf. So today I am wearing a red T-shirt. Thankfully, the laundry fairy has been up to speed on this. You know, sometimes my red attire is in the process of being cleaned up, so I don't have it. But today I got it. Salem Witches. You know, Heidi and I used to live really right outside of Salem, Mass. And the school teams in Salem, believe it or not, are the Witches. That is the official team name. And so I've got now I think about it, one of my Salem Witches T-shirts, bright red. And just because you can never have too much red on Friday, I am wearing my beautiful red bracelet. In fact, I'm only wearing one. I have two beautiful red bracelets from my pal, one of the finest young ladies on God's green earth, Emily Morrissey, who, by the way, was along with some of the other members of the Emily's Bracelets team, featured speakers today for the Special Olympics of Virginia. Pretty cool, huh? But anyway, so I've got my a red bracelet from emilysbracelets.com. Thank you, Emily, for that. And because it is Friday and nothing says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig, I've got my Peppa Pig baseball cap on because, well, it's Friday. There you go. All right. All this good stuff that is happening today. Now, we got a lot of stuff we're going to be talking about this afternoon. Just a quick update. I'm looking at the weather. I'm dealing with the weather. It's not great. I mean, it's okay. It's 80 degrees, but man, the humidity is like 99%. So it's less than pleasant. And then next week, I don't know how to break this to you, but next week looks like it's kind of a washout. All week, rain and thunderstorms just about every single solitary day next week. All right, so you do what you have to do. Please feel free to hit me up on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I hope you'll take advantage of it, 833-804-1140, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. Finally, we're just about sold out on Politics and Pints. The tickets are just about all gone, so if you've been thinking about it, that today might very well be your last day to get the tickets. Now remember, this is going to be one of the biggest events ever. I mean, physically, we're going to have more people on stage than ever. Not quite sure how that's going to work out, but we'll see. Obviously, it's going to be me and, of course, John Reed. And Brian Kilmeade had a blast and a half last time, so he's coming back, which would be very cool. And then Dana Lash heard about it, so she's coming in. And because we do have that that WRVA DEI policy, Howard Gutman, who is, he's annoying and obnoxious, but he's best friends with the general mangler of the radio station. So he's going to be there representing the lost hopes and the weeping of the leftists. And, Howard's a good guy. I mean, he's nuts, but otherwise he's a good guy. And so he'll be there as well. So what are you going to do? You're going to go to WRVA.com right now, WRVA.com, and you are going to get yourself tickets for Politics and Pints, because if you don't get them today, my thinking is by the time you think about it again on Monday, it's going to be too late. So please head on over there right now, WRVA.com. 315 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.